לפי שהיו הצדיקים שני מינים. לפי שהיו הצדיקים שני מינים, האחד הניצול מן החטא והעוול. So there's one type of tzaddik who is never chote. V'hasheni, the second class of tzaddikim, hashav min hachet, who have been nechshal m'chet, but do tshuva. V'hayu rov hamon ha-tzaddikim ba'li tshuva. The overwhelming majority of tzaddikim belong to that second class. So therefore, Hiskal HaMashar V'Omer, that's why when David HaMelech speaks of the tzaddikim, he begins with that class. Ashrei Nesoi Peshek Soi Chatar. V'Achai Kach, and only afterwards, because this is so uncommon, Zocha HaKat HaShenis, the second group, HaNitzalos V'Nachet, even though V'Im HiKodemis, Im HiKodemis B'Maila. So even though, in terms of the being virtuous, the class of tzaddikim who have never been chotei, are how this should be translated in a second. The pasuk is the transition kodemus b'mayla means that they're greater. And kodemus b'mayla meaning if you're going to enumerate from beginning with the highest madrega, so you would begin with tzaddikim who have never been nechshal at all. So why does David HaMelech do it the opposite way? Because he's organizing things according to frequency, according to what's more, what one encounters more commonly. Now, later, here in Shara Tshuva, if you jump ahead to Perek Ches for a moment, so Chovas HaVavos poses the question in Perek Ches, Aval im yishtave hashav im hatzadik. Is the Baal Tshuva the equal of the tzadik? And in tzadik here, again, clearly, contextually, meaning tzadik shalol chotem miyomav. So Omar, ki yesh min hashavim she yishtave acha hatshuva im hatzadik shalol chotem. Okay, so it's explicit. Umehem misha yesh lo yisron al tzadik. Umehem misha yesh la tzadik yisron al lov afo pishashav. Ubiyo hachelik harishon hu sheye hachet bekitzuro v'mitzvus asei she'ein bo kares ketzitzis v'kalula v'chasuka v'hadom elazah. V'kasher yoshev ha-mekatzer bohem v'libo u'v'lshono v'yishtado lasos osam ולא ישנה קיצורו בהם, ימחל לו הבוי וישתב עם הצדק שלו קיצר מהם. Skipping, והחלק השני, והוא שיש לו בו יסרון השב על הצדק. בהו זה שיהיה השב חוטו חית קוטון ממצוס לא עושה זה שאין בו קורס. ואחר כך שב ממנו תשובה שלם בכל תנועה. ושום אבונו לאומוסו ונוחת פונו, חתוסי נגדי סומת, ומבקש תומת המכילו עליו, v'nichla mi'boshto me'habore, v'nichnas b'libo hamore me'oncho, v'nishpura nafsho, v'hu nichna v'shofo l'fnei alokim tomid, v'ha yecheto l'chniyoso, v'hishad lusa l'froa cholos habore, lo yizgoa b'mo'uma me'maseyu atov, v'lo yirbe v'eino, v'lo yispoya bo, v'yishomer b'sheris yomav min ha'michshol, chote zeu sheyesho yisron ala tzalek shalochota achei tahu v'adom alo. The sense of hachna'a that the Baal Tshuva has will run even deeper than the sense of hachna'a of a tzaddik min urav. Ubishav kazeh, skipping a paragraph, Omer Rav Hosseinu zechronam levracha, b'makom shebaal tshuva omdim, ein tzadik min gemur michol ma'amur. So why here in the psicha, so the Chovos al Varvos, just without any qualification, says that the tzaddik gomor, again tzaddik gomor in the sense of shalochata miyomov, is kodem b'mayla. And yet here in Parakhes he says it's much more nuanced than that. That's one question. Another question, which is not prompted by the Chovos al Varvos, it clearly is already prompted by the Maamar Chazal. How can it be? How can it be at the end of the day that there's an attainment which is only possible al yedei chait? How can it be that the highest madrega, the path to the highest madrega, passes through chait? It can't be. But what do you do with that in mind? What does Rabbi Yabal mean when he says, the Mamkush of Ali Tshuva Omdim is Ein Tzadikim Gemurim Mechol Omanim? If a person wants to get to the pinnacle, has to make sure to eat a shikol chaza once in his life. How can that be? It can't be. Can't be. So what does it mean? What does the mind mean? See, you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva. So we'll cover both of these problems. Both of the problem we have sort of minei uvei in the Chovos al Varvos and the psicha to Perek Ches. As well as how to understand the Maamar Chazal. Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet. Al Yudame, excuse me, Baal Tshuva, Shuhu Mevuchak Mimalas HaTzadikim, V'bnei HaAvonos V'Hachator She'asa. He shouldn't think that. Ein Ador V'Kein, Ela Ohu V'Nechmad Hu L'fnei HaBorei, וכאילו לוחותה מעולם. ולא עוד אלא ששכרו הרבה, שהרי טועם טעם החית ופירש ממנו וכבש יצרו. עמר חכמים, מוקם שבא לתשובה עומדים בו, אין צעדים גבירים יכול לעמוד בו. כלומר, מעלוסן גדול ממילס אלה של לוחותו מעולם, מפני שאין כובשים יצרו יסר מהם. So on the one hand, in the end of the halacha, the Rambam quotes Rabbi Avoh's Maimer, again, with all of its difficulty. But in the beginning of the halacha, when the Rambam is reassuring the Baal Tshuva of the madrega he's on, so the Rambam says the Baal Tshuva should know that Tshuva accomplishes everything, and after the Tshuva, it's Kilo Lochata. So clearly, the gold standard here is shalochata, and the way to express kama gadol kocha shel hatshuva is to say that it's kilu lochata. But in light of Rabbi Abbo, it's more than that. So just how do you read the Reishon Sefer? How do you integrate the Reishon Sefer here in the halacha? So maybe as follows. I don't know. The kasha, again, the kasha just in Rabbi Abbo is an Eisen kasha, and again the Rambam just minegu ve. How do the Reisha and Sefer hang together? The Reisha clearly acknowledges what our instinct is that the standard is someone shalochata me'olam, and the Rambam Taka says, yeah, tshuva is so great that it can catapult a person to ke'ilu lochata. And then he turns around and says, no, but the person, the Baal Tshuva, is even greater. How does it hang together? So maybe as follows. Let's say, Moshel and Adar Adomit. You have someone, there's a company with many, many employees. And so... some of they're supposed to put in 9-hour work days, 8 to 5. They're supposed to punch in, punch out. Not supposed to battle during the time. And there were some employees who were caught having doctored their timesheet. You know, it said that they were there 8 to 5. In reality, they rolled in at 9:30. And some days they didn't come at all. And maybe a little bit they also embezzled some money over the years. And then either they were caught, called on the carpet, or maybe had pangs of conscience. L'umasam, there are other faithful employees who every day, they've been in the company 20, 30, 40 years, every day, Taka, they're there at 8, they punch in at 8, and they're there till 5, treating Kasidran, and put in 60 minutes to an hour. So this first group, who in the past had cheated, so because they feel so guilty and because they recognize they're wrong, so they begin coming in every day at 7 o'clock. And that they work with an intensity which surpasses that of every other employee. And often they stay beyond 5. They don't ask for any, they're not asking for overtime, they don't put in for overtime, they just say, you know, we're here for the 8 to 5 day. But what they're actually doing is they're often there from 7:30 to 6 and with an intensity that surpasses that which is expected. So when they come to the boss, so the boss tells them that you should know that in light of the prodigious effort that you make now, I don't hold against you what you did all those other years. Because right now, the fact that the way you're working surpasses that of everyone else, so that compensates for what happened, and as far as I'm concerned, it's as if you had never cheated in terms of your timesheet, it's as if you had never embezzled. Why? Because now, the level on which you're working is unequaled. The best employees we have here, the best, most faithful employees we have here, who have never taken a minute of company time for themselves, don't match the efforts you're making. And in light of that, it's not that you are better than they are in terms of what our relationship is, but in light of that, you're on equal footing with. So now, let's read the Rambam here. Al yadam b'al tshuva shu mevuchak mimalas ha-tzadik mipnei avonos v'chatos sha'asa. You would think, okay, so he claps al chay, but l'maisa, for 10 years, he was cheating. He wasn't putting in the 8 to 5 day that he was supposed to put in. So you would think that in the boss's estimation, in terms of what their current relationship, what the current connection is with the boss, what the boss's feelings for them are, you know, even if he's forgiven them, but they're certainly gonna rank second to the ones who were, you know, impeccable from day one in the company. So al yadam b'al tshuva shehu mevuchak mimalas ha-tzadik mnei avonos v'chatos sha'asa eino dovekein el ohav v'nechman hu lefnei avarik yilu chata me'olam. If you're asking about what the midah of hiskarvus Hashem is, so the ultimate in terms of a midah of hiskarvus Hashem is someone shelo chata me'olam. Avonosechem hoyu mavdilen v'nechem v'ni. Avonos, distance a person, Rachman al-Islam, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ones who are closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ones who represent the ultimate in terms of Midah Siskar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sam Shal Chotem Yomah. So the Baal Tshuva should know that in terms of what his ranking is, before, what his standing is before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kilo Chotem. Because again, that is the ultimate. Because again, Avonos are Shinama, the Raman Halacha Zayin, quotes the Pasuk. Shinama Avonosech Mayu Mavdilim Beinechem Levein Elokechem. So you should know all that has been erased. Let's skip the line of Lo Od El Shesfar Harbe for now. Omer Chachamim, Malkam Shabbal Tshuva Omdim Bo. Ain't a din green chol lamod, but common ma'alosin gedol mimalus elish alochotu me'olam. Mipneshen koshim yitzram yeser mehen. So that's the nimshal to they're coming in at 7:30. They're coming in at 7:30 means post chait, so then the Baal Tshuva is making a more strenuous effort. Has to make a more strenuous effort that he shouldn't regress, that he shouldn't be a chos of a nechshal. And if you sort of take a snapshot just right now, who's exerting himself more? Who needs to exert himself more? Who is exerting himself more into avodas Hashem? The answer is the Baal Tshuva is. And that's what it means. They're dealing with challenges that the tzaddikim gemurim are not. But if you're asking in terms of midas hiskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so adrava, the way you express what the incredible koach of tshuva is to say it restores a person. What does the middle line mean? The low ode in Halacha Daled, before we try to come back to the Chovos Halvados. So when that's what Rabbi Abbo is talking about. Rabbi Abbo is not talking about, when he says, "Mog Mishabali Tshuva Omdim, Entet Nizmun Chalam," he doesn't mean in terms of being Ohu V'nechva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't mean in terms of Midas Iskar V'Sakadosh Baruch Hu. He means in terms of take a snapshot right now of the Avodas Hashem. So what you'll see in the Baal Tshuva is something that surpasses what you see in the Tzadik Gomor. But what, how do you translate this line of Nechmad who lifnei no v'lo od in here in the middle of Halacha Dalet? V'lo od el shescharo habe shavetam tamachei the pirush men of kavish yitzra. What does that mean? How do you translate that? What's the, if you have to translate that into English? French, if you prefer, but all things being equal, let's, you don't know, have an English translation.
Their scar is going to be greater because they are exerting themselves more, because they know what it means to kind of experience Kate and run away from that. So their Avodas Hashem will just be better, and the scars connect to that because they're putting in so much work.
So I looked in a translation, and that's what the translation says. The translation says exactly what you're saying, that v'lo od, meaning the v'lo od means that not only are they kilo l'chotim me'olam, but under they're getting more schar, right? And that harbe here, even though the Rambam doesn't say it fully, even though he doesn't spell it out fully, means that the schar is not great, but greater, right? So harbe translates as greater, not great. But the problem with that is then weiter, it means that there's a degree of schar, that the highest degree of schar, the path goes through Avera. And it's just not Nitzan Lehayomer. It cannot be. It cannot be. But what else does it mean? How else do you type? What else is this line saying? What's the velo ode? What's the velo ode? What?
They get ongoing schar for not engaging with the Avera.
But and it's, which the Tzadik Gomer doesn't get?
They don't have that same, I guess, time to regress.
But which the Tzadik Gomer doesn't get?
Yeah.
So that's the same problem.
Maybe they think that their schar is the fact that the stain is removed, but it doesn't give them an active positive. So the Rambam is saying, below Od, not only do they get their stain removed, but they actually get a benefit. Not that they're better, we're not talking about who's better and worse. Klapish Menetz, Kosh Barfish, that's
right. So what does schar habeh mean?
That they get a lot of schar for the tshuva process. They don't just remove stains, but they even, the etzem tshuva process gives them schar.
Okay, so I think, so, very much along those lines. Well, where do you have this? Where do you have this phrase? Where are the schar habeh? The Rambam coined that phrase. Where does it come from?
Avraham Avinu.
What's the pasuk say?
Brismila.
Right before Brismila, no? I think. Maybe I'm wrong. Altira Avram. No? Schocha Habe Maod. No, it's in the passage towards the end of Lech Lecha. Is it after the four kings, the five kings, and then Avram Avinu? No, you have the passage. Altira Avram Schocha Habe Maod. Right. So clearly, Schocha Habe Ma'od there doesn't mean greater, it means great. It means very great. Oh. So you talk in the pshans like this. Let's come here and in Chovas Halvavas, again, this is not Hovah HaTalia. Like the pshat in the Rambam stands even if this isn't correct in Chovas Halvavas, but it could be, it's right here also. The previous paragraph and the one we read before, the Kevan Shehiz Bore Mitzius Hakitzov Masse Ha'odam. You see that, Ravasa? The Kevan Shehiz Bore Mitzius Hakitzov Masse Ha'odam. You have it? Hoyo Mechanos HaBore also, Zagrish Baruch Hu's Chanina expresses itself, Shenasan Lo Yecholas l'sakein to'uso u'lehoshev avedas avodoso. So what are those two phases? Tshuva is a double opportunity here. It's A, l'saken to'usa, and B, it's l'hoshiv avedas avodasu. I'm not sure, but maybe what the Chalas Alvavus means is like this. Let's say a person is doing tshuva, he didn't put on tefillin. He missed Savzon Krishma. He's doing tshuva for that. So it's one thing to do tshuva and to say that the chait in terms of the liability is forgiven, to say the chait in terms of the stain that it imposed upon the person's neshama is cleansed. But lemaisa, he's still missing what he would have gained by putting on the tefillah. I mean, that he's missing, right? I mean, okay, so he's not gonna be punished for not having put on tefillin, for having missed out on Krishna. The kesem on his neshama has been cleansed, but lemaisa he's missing the advantage of having put on tefillin, of kedushas tefillin, kedushas and gedolim. He says Rabin, says the Chavos, no. Tshuva even lets you be mashlem that. It's not only the sake in Ta'uso, it's also the Hoshev Avedas Avodasa. That as a result of Tshuva, not only does he erase the deficit of Chait, but he's able to capture the advantage which is associated with having done the mitzvah. Maybe that's what those two phrases mean. I'm not sure, but maybe that's what they mean. The second to uso ulahoshev avedas avodoso. That's the aveda, because even after he's been sucking his toes, there's still an aveda here. He missed out on the schus of having lain kriyishma. He missed out on the source of hanochas tefillin. Says the Rambam, al yadam v'al tshuva shum revuchak mimal sa tzadik b'nei avam sva hadosh asen adar v'ken elo v'nachum v'nei avar kil v'chotam me'olam. But just kil v'chotam me'olam. No, you don't have a rap sheet. The Rambam's telling us you don't have a rap sheet. It doesn't say a person does tshuva. It doesn't say anymore on the rap sheet that he missed Zman Kriyishma. It doesn't say he did this. Doesn't say v'lo'od. But I'm still, you know, la'acha me'ev esrim. When people get in line for schar, so everyone else who put on tefillin yesterday is going to be ahead of me, and I'm going to be behind them. I'm not going to be in the line. I'm not behind them. I'm not going to be in the line. I'm not going to be in the line for the no v'lo'od elish shesharo harbe. His schar is very great. It won't have been diminished. Why? Because the fact that he now shows up at 7:30 every morning and stays till 6 o'clock, so that offsets all the times that he showed up at 9:30 and left at 3:30. And the end is the schar habimod. Again, it's the Rambam's velo ode, according to this read, this reading runs parallel to those two phrases in the Chavos Alvos. Again, you can think it's right here and not think it's right there, vice versa.
It seems a little bit this way in the Chavos Alvos and Parak Ches, but there's one need to If one came at 9:30, does one need to now come at 7:30, or is tshuva now coming at 8 o'clock? Meaning, does one now need to be better than the standard?
The Chavos says it, but he's not saying it quantitatively necessarily the way we were in the Moshal. He's saying it qualitatively in terms of the Hachna, etc. So I don't know. It Yitachen that it may also be in the sense that, you know, that the siyogim that a person will make for himself is, you know, that I'm, you know, you never know when the subway is going to take longer, so I'm going to aim to be there at 7 o'clock every morning so that it can't happen that that'll be late again. It may also, but primarily, in the Nimsha, we're talking more about, you know, a mindset rather than food. But it could be that it will also, to a degree, you know, even translate the, you know, that the analog will, to a degree, be literal. All right, we'll stop.